Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS.
Long-form factuality in large language models. Authored 2024 by Jerry Wei, Chengrun Yang, Xinying Song, Yifeng Lu, Nathan Hu, Jia Huang, Dustin Tran, Dai Peng, Rubo Lu, Da Huang, Cosmo Du, Quoc Vila. ABSTRACT. Large language models, LLMs, often generate content that contains factual errors when responding to fact-seeking prompts on open-ended topics. To benchmark a model's long-form factuality in open domains, we first use GPT-4 to generate Long Fact, a prompt set comprising thousands of questions spanning 38 topics. We then propose that LLM agents can be used as automated evaluators for long-form factuality through a method which we call Search Augmented Factuality Evaluator, SAFE. SAFE utilizes an LLM to break down a long-form response into a set of individual facts and to evaluate the accuracy of each fact using a multi-step reasoning process comprising sending search queries to Google Search and determining whether a fact is supported by the search results. Furthermore, we propose extending F1 score as an aggregated metric for long-form factuality. To do so, we balance the percentage of supported facts in a response, precision, with the percentage of provided facts relative to a hyperparameter representing a user's preferred response length, recall. Empirically, we demonstrate that LLM agents can outperform crowdsourced human annotators on a set of tilde operator 16K individual facts. SAFE agrees with crowdsourced human annotators 72% of the time, and on a random subset of 100 disagreement cases, SAFE wins 76% of the time. At the same time, SAFE is more than 20 times cheaper than human annotators. We also benchmark 13 language models on Long Fact across four model families, Gemini, GPT, Claude, and PaLM-2, finding that larger language models generally achieve better long-form factuality. Long Fact, SAFE, and all experimental code are available at https://github.com, Google DeepMind, Long-Form Factuality, 1. INTRODUCTION. Large Language Models, LLMs, have significantly improved in recent years, Brown et al., 2020, Chowdhury et al., 2022, Google, 2023, OpenAI, 2023, Gemini Team, 2023, inter alia, but still lack reliability in responding to in-depth factuality questions. In particular, they often produce factual errors in which a claim contradicts established ground truth knowledge, Huang et al., 2023, Zhang et al., 2023, inter alia. One for example, models may respond with incorrect information about established facts such as dates, statistics, or even a celebrity's occupation, Li et al., 2023. Min et al., 2023, Mulgay et al., 2023. These factual errors weaken a language model's factuality, making the model unreliable in many real-world settings where a factually accurate response is expected. In this paper, we propose a new prompt set called Long Fact, an evaluation method named SAFE, and a metric, F1 at K, for quantifying the long-form factuality of a long-form response. We then extensively benchmark popular large language models using these new datasets and evaluation methods. Our contributions are as follows. We use GPT-4.2 to generate a new prompt set for benchmarking long-form factuality in large language models, which we call Long Fact, Section 2. Long Fact consists of 2,280 fact-seeking prompts that solicit long-form responses across 38 manually selected topics. To our knowledge, Long Fact is the first prompt set for evaluating long-form factuality in a wide variety of domains. We make Long Fact publicly available at https://github.com/google-deepmind/long-form-factuality-tree-main-long-fact. We propose a method of utilizing an LLM agent to automatically evaluate long-form factuality in model responses. We use the language model to first decompose a long-form response into individual facts, then for each fact, propose fact-checking queries to send to a Google Search API and reason about whether the fact is supported by search results, Section 3. We name this method SAFE, Search Augmented Factuality Evaluator. 3. Empirically, SAFE outperforms crowdsourced human annotators, agreeing with 72% of human annotations from Min et al. 2023, and winning 76% of disagreement cases from a random sample of 100 disagreement cases, Section 4. SAFE is also 20 times cheaper than human annotators. We release SAFE at https://github.com/google-deepmind, long-form factuality, tree, main, eval, SAFE. We propose that when quantifying the long-form factuality of a model response, F1 can be utilized via a hyperparameter that estimates the human preferred, ideal, number of facts in a response. We therefore introduce F1 at K, which, in addition to measuring a response's factual precision as the ratio of supported facts, measures recall as the ratio of provided supported facts over a variable desired number of supported facts K. We conduct an extensive benchmark of 13 large language models across 4 model families, Gemini, GPT, Claude, and PaLM-2, on long fact, Section 6. We evaluate model responses using SAFE and quantify performance using F1 at K, finding that, in general, larger language models achieve better long-form factuality. 2L long FACT. Using LLMs to generate a multi-topic benchmark for long-form factuality. While there are many existing prompt sets for factuality, there are no comprehensive prompt sets for examining factuality in long-form responses on the scale of several paragraphs in length, as shown in the right side of Figure 2. For example, many established benchmarks such as Truthful QA, Lin et al., 2022, Halu et al., Li et al., 2023, Fresh QA, Vu et al., 2023, Halu QA, Cheng et al., 2023b, and FELM, Chen et al., 2023, mostly consist of prompts that test knowledge of a single factoid, e.g., how old is the world's oldest verified living person? And thus only require a short response rather than several paragraphs to be fully answered. Other factuality datasets such as FACT score, Min et al., 2023, may require long-form responses but do not cover a broad range of topics. 1. We focus on factuality and factual errors, not hallucination, as our proposed evaluation method focuses on determining whether a response is factual with respect to external established knowledge, factuality, rather than whether the response is consistent with the model's internal knowledge, hallucination. 2. We use GPT-40613 for GPT-4. 3. In our implementation of SAFE, we use GPT-3.5 Turbo-0125 as the language model in SERPER. Available at https://serper.dev/, as the Google Search API. For this reason, we present long fact, a prompt set designed to probe a model's factuality when generating long-form responses that may span multiple paragraphs. We generate long fact by prompting GPT-4 to generate questions that ask about a specific concept or object within a given topic, e.g., biology, and that require a long-form response containing multiple detailed factoids. Long fact consists of 2 tasks, long fact concepts and long fact objects, separated based on whether the questions ask about concepts or objects. For both tasks, we use the same set of 38 manually selected topics listed in Appendix B2. The left side of Figure 2 shows the breakdown of topics with respect to 4 supercategories. We generate 30 unique prompts per topic for a total of 1,140 prompts per task. Additional details about our data generation process can be found in Appendix B.1, and canary text for long fact is shown in Appendix A.11. Long fact is publicly available at https://github.com, Google DeepMind, long form factuality, tree, main, long fact. 3. SAFE. LLM agents as factuality autorators. A key obstacle in benchmarking long form factuality is that a benchmark requires a reliable method of evaluating model responses. Existing automated evaluation methods such as BLEURT, Selim et al., 2020, Rouge, Lin, 2004, Gainason, 2018, and prompting language models, Min et al., 2023, Vu et al., 2023, operate by comparing a model response to a preset reference answer or knowledge source. This works well for prompts that only require a short answer response, as there is a definite and singular correct answer. However, this setting is suboptimal for prompts that require a long-form response, as it is difficult to compile predetermined answers, knowledge that comprehensively and non-redundantly cover all facts that a model response may contain. Instead, we propose that there are 2 key insights that are crucial to accurately evaluate factuality in a long-form setting. First, we agree with the idea that long-form responses should be evaluated at the granularity of individual facts, following Min et al., 2023. This is more fine-grained than the granularity of sentences, as a single sentence may contain multiple individual facts. See Figure 1 for an example. And it is essential for optimal performance since isolating each individual fact allows for precise and focused evaluation. Second, in lieu of predetermined reference answers or knowledge sources, Google Search can be leveraged to obtain dynamic reference answers for each fact in a response with the best trade-off among accuracy, accessibility, and timeliness, Augenstein et al., 2023. This ensures that evaluation is done with respect to reference answers that specifically cover the particular set of facts that a long-form response can contain. As shown in Figure 1, to split a long-form response into individual self-contained facts, we first prompt the language model to split each sentence in a long-form response into individual facts. We then revise each individual fact to be self-contained by instructing the model to replace vague references, e.g., pronouns, with the proper entities that they are referring to in the context of the response. To rate each self-contained individual fact, we use the language model to reason about whether the fact is relevant to answering the prompt in the context of the response. 5. Each remaining relevant fact is then rated as supported or not supported using a multi-step approach. In each step, the model generates a search query based on the fact to rate and the search results that have previously been obtained. After a set number of steps, the model performs reasoning to determine whether the fact is supported by the search results, as shown in Figure 3. Once all facts are rated, the outputted metrics from SAFE for a given prompt response pair are the number of supported facts, the number of relevant facts, and the number of not supported facts. Our detailed implementation of SAFE is shown in Appendix C.1, and SAFE is publicly available at https://github.com/google-deep-mind-long-form-factuality-tree-main-eval-safe. 4 LLM agents can be better factuality annotators than humans. 115284483 agree disagree, 72%, 28%, SAFE versus human annotations. Figure 4. On a set of 16,011 individual facts, SAFE annotations agree with 72.0% of human annotations. LLMs have achieved superhuman performance on reasoning benchmarks, Bubeck et al., 2023, Gemini Team, 2023, Lee et al., 2022, and higher factuality than humans on summarization tasks, Pu et al., 2023. The use of human annotators, however, is still prevalent in language model research, which often creates a bottleneck due to human annotators' high cost and variance in both evaluation speed and quality. Because of this mismatch, we investigate how SAFE compares to human annotations and whether it can replace human raters in evaluating long-form factuality. To quantitatively evaluate the quality of annotations obtained using SAFE, we leverage crowdsourced human annotations released from Min et al., 2023. These data contain 496 prompt response pairs where responses have been manually split into individual facts, for a total of 16,011 individual facts, and each individual fact has been manually labeled as either supported, irrelevant, or not supported. For each individual fact, we obtain an annotation from SAFE by running the SAFE pipeline, starting from revising the fact to be self-contained, i.e., steps 2 to 4 in Figure 1. 6. We then compare SAFE annotations with human annotations at the individual fact level. First, we directly compare each individual fact's SAFE annotation and human annotation, finding that SAFE agrees with humans on 72.0% of individual facts, see Figure 4. This indicates that SAFE achieves human-level performance on a majority of individual facts. We then examine a randomly sampled subset of 100 individual facts for which the annotation from SAFE disagreed with the annotation from human raters. We manually re-annotate each of these facts, allowing access to Google Search rather than only Wikipedia for more comprehensive annotations, and we use these labels as the ground truth. We found that on these disagreement cases, SAFE annotations were correct 76% of the time, whereas human annotations were correct only 19%, see Figure 5, which represents a 4-to-1 win ratio for SAFE. Examples of correct SAFE ratings and incorrect SAFE ratings are shown in Appendix C.2 and Appendix C.3. respectively. Appendix A.3 analyzes failure causes for SAFE, and Appendix A.4 analyzes presumed failure causes for human annotators. To rate all individual facts from the 496 prompt response pairs, Safe issued GPT 3.5 Turbo API calls costing $64.57 and Serper API calls costing $31.74, thus costing a total of $96.31, equivalent to 19 cents per model response. For comparison, Min et al., 2023, reported a cost of $4 per model response to obtain crowdsourced human annotations for the dataset. This means that in addition to outperforming human raters, SAFE is also more than 20 times cheaper than crowdsourced human annotators. Overall, the superior performance of SAFE demonstrates that language models can be used as scalable autorators that have the potential to outperform crowdsourced human annotators. 5F1 at K. EXTENDINGF1 with recall from human preferred length. In long-form factuality, model responses are ideally factual, measured by precision, the percentage of supported facts among all facts in the entire response, and long, measured by recall, the percentage of provided facts among all relevant facts that should appear in the response. Prior work such as Min et al., 2023, and Tian et al., 2023, focuses on factual precision since calculating precision is readily achieved by rating individual facts from a long-form response. Similarly, given a model response Y, since SAFE outputs the number of supported facts S, Y, and the number of not supported facts N, Y, in that response, we compute the factual precision of a response as PREC, Y, equals S, Y, plus N, Y. 7. Measuring recall is more challenging, however, as it is impossible to come up with a definite set of facts that should be included in a long-form response. See Appendix A.2 for additional discussion on why this is true, and see Appendix A.6 and Appendix A.9 for discussion on why recall should be included. Instead, we posit that there is some number of supported facts K for which a user cares about recall up to the KTH supported fact. Additional supported facts past the KTH supported fact should not further increase recall. We discuss K as a hyperparameter in Appendix D3. 8. We thus compute the factual recall of a response as RK, Y, equals min S, Y, K, 1. Finally, we combine factual precision and recall using standard F1, as shown as equation 1. This proposed metric is bounded between reference 0, 1, where a higher number indicates a more factual response. For a response to receive a full score of 1, it must not contain not supported facts and must have at least K supported facts. F1 at K also follows expectations for many clear hypothetical cases, as shown in Appendix D2, and we contend that it allows for standardized and quantifiable comparisons between language models and between methods of obtaining responses. 6. Larger LLMs are more factual. Model family model name, shorthand, Gemini Gemini Ultra, Gemini Pro. GPT GPT 40125 Preview. GPT 4 Turbo. GPT 40613. GPT 4. GPT 3.5 Turbo 0125. GPT 3.5 Turbo. Claude 3 Opus 20240229. Claude 3 Opus. Claude 3 Sonnet 20240229. Claude 3 Sonnet, CLAUDE 2. 1. Claude 2.0, Claude Instant 1.2, Claude Instant, Claude 3 Haiku 20240307. Claude 3 Haiku, Palm 2 LIT RLHF. Table 1. Models benchmarked in this paper. While prior research has attempted to benchmark long-form factuality across language models, Min et al., 2023, our work presents a more comprehensive dataset, a more scalable evaluation method, and an aggregation metric that considers factual recall. For these reasons, we benchmark 13 popular large language models across 4 model families, shown in Table 1, Gemini Models, Gemini Team, 2023, GPT Models, OpenAI, 2022, 2023, Claude Models, Anthropic, 2023, 2024, and Palm 2 models, Google, 2023. We evaluate each model on the same random subset of 250 prompts 9. 9 to increase prompt difficulty, we added a fixed postamble to every prompt. This postamble asks the model to provide as many specific details as possible. We discuss this postamble further in Appendix A.7. From long fact objects, 10 and we decode model responses up to 1024 tokens at a temperature of 0. We then use SAFE to obtain raw evaluation metrics for each model response, which we aggregate using F1 at K as described in Section 5. We selected K equals 64, the median number of relevant facts among all model responses for the tested prompts, and k equals 178, the maximum number of relevant facts in a response among all model responses for the tested prompts. As shown in Figure 6 and Table 2, we generally find that larger models achieve better long-form factuality. For example, GPT-4 Turbo is better than GPT-4, which is better than GPT-3.5 Turbo. Gemini Ultra is more factual than Gemini Pro. And Palm 2L at RLHF is better than Palm 2L at. We also see that the three most factual models at both selected K values are GPT-4 Turbo, Gemini Ultra, and Palm 2L at RLHF, which all seem to correspond to the largest model within their respective families, with respect to some scaling factor, not necessarily the number of parameters. Many models from newer model families such as Gemini, Claude 3 Opus, and Claude 3 Sonnet are able to match or surpass GPT-4 performance, which is not entirely unexpected since GPT-4.0613, is an older language model. Notably, we found that Claude 3 Sonnet achieves similar long-form factuality as Claude 3 Opus despite being a smaller model, but without access to further details about these models, it is unclear why this was the case. Claude 3 Haiku also has seemingly low long-form factuality relative to older models within the same family such as Claude Instant, though this may have been a result of prioritizing factual precision over recall, as shown in Table 2 and further discussed in Appendix E.2.11. We discuss further insights from these results in Appendix E, including how scaling may impact long-form factuality, Appendix E.2, the effects of reinforcement learning from human feedback, Appendix E.4, and how rankings can change with respect to the K used for calculating F1 at K, Appendix E3.7. Our related work. Benchmarking factuality. Recent studies on factuality in large language models have presented several factuality benchmarks. Many benchmarks such as FELM, Chen et al., 2023, FreshQA, Vu et al., 2023, and Halu et al., Li et al., 2023, simply test a model's knowledge of various factoids. On the other hand, adversarial benchmarks such as TruthfulQA, Lin et al., 2022, and HaluQA, Cheng et al., 2023b, consist of prompts that are designed to test whether a language model will generate a false factoid learned from imitating popular misconceptions. In the long-form setting, Min et al., 2023, proposed a set of prompts that require language models to generate biographies about people, evaluated against each person's respective Wikipedia article. Our proposed prompt set does not dispute the importance of these tasks, but rather aims to provide broad coverage of factuality in a long-form setting, whereas existing benchmarks either cover singular short factoids or only cover a small set of long-form topics. Evaluating factuality in model responses. In order to fully benchmark a model's factuality, there must exist a reliable method for quantifying the factuality of a model response to a given prompt. Performance on factuality datasets with short ground truth answers can often be evaluated using language models that have been fine-tuned on human evaluations. Lin et al., 2022. Selim et al., 2020, Lin, 2004. Long-form responses, on the other hand, are harder to evaluate because they contain a much broader range of possible factual claims. For example, FACT score, Min et al., 2023, leverages Wikipedia pages as knowledge sources for humans and language models to use when rating long-form responses on biographies about people. In reference-free contexts, Ragas, S. et al., 2023, evaluate whether a response from a retrieval-augmented generation (RAG) system is self-contained by prompting a large language model to check the consistency among questions, retrieved contexts, answers, and statements within the answer. This matches the case study in Guan et al., 2023, which also showed that language models may serve as a strong tool for fact verification. Tian et al., 2023, leverages this intuition to demonstrate that factuality preference rankings obtained via model confidence can be used for improving factuality in responses via direct preference optimization. Improvements in human evaluation can also be important for evaluating factuality. In this domain, Cheng et al., 2023a, created an interface for human evaluation by asking fact verification questions and checking self-consistency of model responses. Most related to our work, Chern et al., 2023, proposed a method of rating model responses by breaking them down and rating individual components via external tools and applied this in tasks such as code generation, math reasoning, and short answer QA. Our proposed method takes inspiration from this work, but applies it in the long-form factuality setting, similar to other work that uses search-augmented language models for fact verification, Gao et al., 2023, Wang et al., 2023, Zhang and Gao, 2023. Compared to these prior methods of evaluating factuality, SAFE is automatic, does not require any model fine-tuning or any preset reference answers, knowledge sources, and is more reliable than crowdsourced human annotations while only requiring a fraction of the cost. Quantifying long-form factuality. Long-form factuality is difficult to quantify because the quality of the response is influenced both by the factuality of the response, precision, and by the coverage of the response, recall. FACT score, Min et al., 2023, measures precision with respect to Wikipedia pages as knowledge sources and mentions the difficulty of measuring recall as future work. Tien et al., 2023, and Duliawala et al., 2023, also use precision as a proxy for a model response's factuality. Other metrics such as token level F1 score, Rajprakar et al., 2016, sentence or passage level AUC, Manakul et al., 2023, and similarity to ground truth, Weeding et al., 2022, can account for recall as well as precision but require human responses or judgments that serve as a ground truth. Our proposed F1 et K, on the other hand, measures both precision and recall of a long-form response without requiring any preset ground truth answers, only the number of facts from each label category. 8. L imitations. Both LongFact and SAFE rely on LLMs to function, hence they used LLMs' capabilities, especially instruction following and reasoning, but also abilities such creativity, directly affect the quality of the generated LongFact prompts and SAFE. With respect to generating LongFact, a language model that cannot follow instructions may generate prompts that are not within the given topic or that do not solicit long-form responses. Since model outputs to generate LongFact are relatively short, however, we use GPT-4 to maximize the quality of the generated prompts. In SAFE, a weak language model may a. decompose a long-form response into individual facts that contain more than one factual statement, b. exhibit poor reasoning when determining the relevance of an individual fact to the prompt, c. propose unrelated search queries to verify a fact, or d. fail to reason about whether a fact is supported by search results. For this reason, our configuration of SAFE uses GPT 3.5 Turbo, which provides strong performance in most cases at low cost, though it still exhibits some failures due to model capability, further examined in Appendix A.3. Future work may examine whether fine-tuning a cost-effective language model to perform the steps in SAFE may reduce failures while maintaining a low inference time cost. There also exists an inherent weakness in SAFE, which is that it relies on Google search as a knowledge source to obtain ground truths, which may not suffice in corner cases. For example, Google search may not easily find information about some fact or may lack profundity in expert-level domains such as law and medicine. At the same time, however, Google search allows access to the entire internet and thus is arguably the most comprehensive knowledge source for open domain factuality tasks that is also widely accessible. We alleviate this concern by reporting our labels as supported or not supported by Google search results, rather than attempting to label facts as globally factual or non-factual. For discussion on label selection, see Appendix A.2. Though future work may investigate whether there are better proxies for global factuality than verification by Google search, we discuss other limitations of and avenues of exploration for SAFE in Appendix C.6. Furthermore, while F1 at K is a robust aggregation of factual precision and recall, it operates under the assumption that a response does not contain any repeated facts. While this is a reasonable assumption in practice, it also provides the opportunity for our metric to be gamed by repeating a supported fact. As stated in Appendix D1, however, we contend that repetition of facts can be better measured by other metrics such as fluency or usefulness of model responses. If desired, we also suggest that a step of removing duplicated facts can be added into SAFE, though we leave this for future research due to the added complexity required to account for this case. 9. CONCLUSION. In this paper, we examined how to thoroughly benchmark long-form factuality in large language models. To do so, we first used GPT-4 to generate LongFact, a set of 2,280 prompts spanning 38 different topics. We then proposed using language model agents to automatically evaluate the long-form factuality of a model's response. This method, which we call SAFE, utilizes a search-enabled large language model to split a long-form response into individual facts, revise individual facts to be self-contained, determine the relevance of each individual fact to answering the prompt, and check the factuality of each relevant fact by issuing Google search queries. Furthermore, we extended recall into the long-form domain by utilizing a hyperparameter K as a proxy for human preferred length of responses, and we combined this measurement of recall with precision in F1 at K. Empirically, we demonstrated that SAFE outperforms crowdsourced human annotators by agreeing with 72% of human annotations and winning 76% of examples out of a set of 100 randomly sampled disagreement cases. We also showed that SAFE is more than 20 times cheaper than crowdsourced human annotators. Moreover, we benchmarked 13 models from 4 model families, Gemini, GPT, Claude, Palm 2, on long fact and found that larger language models generally had better long-form factuality. We make all of our code available at https://github.com/google-deepmind/long-form-factuality. Future research in this area can explore a wide range of directions. First, a key avenue of exploration is how to improve a language model's long-form factuality via better pre-training, fine-tuning, or by augmenting them with external tool use. There also exists areas of improvement for SAFE in terms of reliance on search-enabled language model agents. We discuss this further in Appendix C6. Furthermore, our work considers factuality, i.e., correctness of facts with respect to world knowledge, and so it is still unclear how to reliably measure hallucination, i.e., correctness of facts with respect to a model's internal knowledge, in long-form settings. Through our benchmark, we aim to have demonstrated how reliable methods of obtaining datasets, evaluating models, and aggregating metrics can significantly improve our understanding of model capabilities in long-form settings. We hope that our work encourages further research into both measuring and improving language models in long-form domains. ACKNOWLEDGEMENTS. We thank Chen Liang for suggestions on improving long fact. We thank Balaji Lakshminarayanan, Jeremiah Liu, Clara Wei Hu, Kelvin Gu, Ice Pasupat, Zuyin Dai, Harshal Godia, Varad Cohen, Iran Ofik, Chun Sung Fern, Da Cheng Wan, Hao Zhou, Chenji Jiyu, Qi Jun Tan, Jasper Snowick, Daniel Bale, Pedro Garita, Jichen Wu, Norbert Kalb, Yan Yan Zheng, Quiken Guo, John Nam, and Fangtao Li for helpful discussion on factuality autorators. We thank Albert Webson, Adams Yu, Chen Zhu, Hangzi Cheng, Chengkai Kuang, Yaguang Li, and Xinyan Chen for insightful feedback on our initial ideas. We thank Denny Zhou, Slav Petrov, Lahu, and Andrew Dai for providing feedback on the paper. AUTHOR contributions. Chengrun Yang and Jerry Wei proposed framing the paper in the long-form setting. Jerry Wei prototyped using an LLM to automatically generate prompts, and Chengrun Yang proposed and prototyped generating topic-specific prompts for long fact. Xinying Song, Jia Huang, Cosmo Du, and Chengrun Yang came up with the idea of developing a search-augmented LLM autorator, which was prototyped by Chengrun Yang, Jerry Wei, Yifeng Liu, Xinying Song, Jia Huang, and Cosmo Du. Yifeng Liu prototyped a multi-step agent approach using LLMs. Jerry Wei and Xinying Song implemented the current system of SAFE. Jerry Wei proposed names for Long Fact and SAFE, and Nathan Hu proposed the name for F1 at K. Nathan Hu proposed to incorporate human expected length into the recall for F1 at K. Jerry Wei led implementation and experimentation that resulted in the current codebase. Chengrun Yang, Yifeng Liu, Xinying Song, Nathan Hu, and Kwok Vila helped develop ideas for experimentation. Chengrun Yang contributed to the codebase and experiments and examined experiment data, which influenced technical direction. Jerry Wei led open sourcing efforts with help from Da Huang, Dustin Tran, and Chengrun Yang. Jerry Wei, Chengrun Yang, and Nathan Hu led paper writing. Kwok Vila and Yifeng Liu advised the project. Kwok Vila proposed the direction to work on factuality and hallucination. All other authors helped contribute feedback on paper framing. REFERENCES. Anthropic, Claude 2, 2023. URL https://www.anthropic.com/news/claude-2. Anthropic, Introducing the Next Generation of Claude, 2024. URL https://www.anthropic.com, News, Claude 3 Family. Isabel Augenstein, Timothy Baldwin, Mi Young Cha, Tanmoy Chakraborty, Giovanni Luca Champaglia, David Corney, Rene D'Aresta, Emilio Ferrara, Scott Hale, Alon Halevi, Eduard Hovey, Heng Ji, Filippo Mencher, Ruben Miguez, Preslav Nikov, Dietram Scheufel, Shivam Sharma, and Giovanni Zagni. Factuality Challenges in the Era of Large Language Models, 2023. URL https://archive.org/abs/2310.05189. Yuntao Bai, Saurav Kadavath, Sandipan Kundu, Amanda Askell, Jackson Kernian, Andy Jones, Anna Chen, Anna Goldie, Azalia Merhosaini, Cameron McKinnon, Carol Chen, Catherine Olson, Christopher Allah, Danny Hernandez, Don Drain, Deep Gangalai, Dustin Lee, Eli Tran Johnson, Ethan Perez, Jamie Kerr, Jared Muller, Jeffrey Laudish, Joshua Landau, Kamal Endus, Camille Lucosweet, Leanne Lovett, Michael Salido, Nelson Elhage, Nicholas Schieffer, Noemi Mercado, Nova Das Sarma, Robert Lazenby, Robin Larson, Sam Ringer, Scott Johnston, Shauna Kravick, Shir El Shoke, Stanislav Fort, Tamara Lanham, Timothy Talene Lawton, Tom Connerly, Tom Hennigan, Tristan Hume, Samuel R. Bowman, Zach Hatfield Dodds, Ben Mann, Dario Amade, Nicholas Joseph, Sam McCandlish, Tom Brown, and Jared Kaplan. Constitutional AI. Harmlessness from AI Feedback, 2022. URL https://archive.org/abs/2212.08073. Tom Brown, Benjamin Mann, Nick Ryder, Melanie Sabia, Jared D. Kaplan, Prafula Dariwal, Arvind Neelakantan, Pranav Shyam, Gurish Sastry, Amanda Askell, et al. Language models are few-shot learners. In Conference on Neural Information Processing Systems, 2020. URL https://archive.org/abs/2005.14165.
Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.